We are going to welcome in Dallas Stars GM Jim Neal. Last night, a convincing 4-1 win against Montreal. So good news as they're on this road trip. Jim, thanks so much for doing this and happy Halloween.
No, thank you, guys. Thanks for having me on. And I don't know if it was a convincing win, but we'll take the 2 points. So it's all good.
A win's a win against the Montreal team that started out strong. Listen, I guess the one big question
Nick, can you change this page so I can get to Dallas, please? Yeah.
Can you see this right now, Jim? Are you watching this? Or are you listening?
No, I'm not watching, but I know Doug's up to something.
Thank God you're not watching.
We have a Halloween theme here, and I could tell you that Doug McClain is the Tin Man from Wizard of Oz, and it's a beautiful outfit put together. We have Nick Kyprios, the courageous one without his courage. He's the lion, and I'm the scarecrow without a brain. So, or whatever that's worth.
I'm going to look that up.
It's pretty typical of who we really are.
Hey. Yeah, just another day at work.
They say I lack courage, so I'm faking it like John Tortorella suggested. to fake the courage, but
John Tortorella didn't fake it last night. He didn't talk. He only said yes. No.
Jim, listen. There's no question that the game has changed to Tortorella's point, but is it enough, or are you still seeing the physical aspect? We did manage a couple of shoulder separations this week, unfortunately. So, what are your thoughts overall about skill, speed, and then the physicality?
Well, I think the thing that's affected all of those things is the speed of the game. I think number one, speed of the game. Number two, a little bit of the rules, how you can defend nowadays. But the speed of the game, it is so fast. For the last 3 years when I've come on to talk to people about how the game's changing, every year I said, well, it's never been faster, and I think it's gone up another notch this year. So, and it's... it's the speed. It's hard to defend in your own end, and things are happening fast out there. So, is there less physicality? Yes, so, I agree with that.
Jim, really going to be interesting, and as it evolves, and we see this such amazing speed, and you say the challenge of defending. What about when we get to the final 20 games and the playoffs? What are you like? I mean, as a GM, you've got to be able to compete with the speed and all the elements of it, but the playoffs, it'll be similar, but still need a little bit more, maybe, of the grind.
No, you still need, you need the grind, right? And we're finding that out as a team ourselves. And we're in an interesting division and conference because we've kind of got a mix. I would say the East is a little bit more really built on speed. We're a little bit of the mix. I mean, you start talking about, and these teams are changing a little bit too as they evolve, but the LAs, Minnesota's, ourselves, where we're a big team, St. Louis, to get out of the Central Division, Winnipeg's a big team, to get out of the Central Division, it's going to be a war also. And so it's a real fine line. How do you build your team? What percentage are you going to, you got to have speed, you got to stay in the games. But it's what you say, the last 20, 30, 40 games, and you get in the playoffs, what's going to help you win? And it is a fine balance trying to figure it out.
Hey, Jim, when we look at years past, we had some amazing lines, the goalie game line in New York, the French Connection. I mean, now all of a sudden we go in the last few years and it was like pairs, right? Sagan, Ben, it wasn't necessarily a line anymore. And now this year, we watched two of the most amazing lines in Boston, Bergeron and Colorado.
And the Crowley line,
right?
In Boston.
Yeah. Forget it. But then we also saw with you and your team, Sagan, Ben, and Radulov, and if I'm not mistaken, that's been broken up recently, but it's something that you can always go back to. Are you now comfortable now with just loading up one line, even though we don't necessarily have the depth anymore to follow them?
Well, and that's another great question, and it's a challenge for team building. It's a little bit of the side effects, I guess, of the cap. You got only so much money, and you got to spread it around the right way, and you're going to commit to, probably four or five or six guys to big money, and then you got to fill in around the edges, and that's the fine balancing act, and I think that's why you're seeing now one line. Your top players to win on a consistent basis have to be good seven or eight out of ten games. Segments. Wow. They got to be good 7 or 8 games if you're going to have a chance of winning, because it's the way teams are set up now. I mean, you you look at teams that are having cap issues. There's not room to have, you can't have 8 or 9 guys making $5 to $10 million. The numbers don't add up, and the money's got bigger, and good for them. But it's the way you build your teams now, and it's a balance. You got to have the right depth, and those big guys, if they don't play, we're going through it a little bit right now. Our big guys, Jamie Benn hasn't scored in 7 games, and Tyler Seguin hasn't scored in 8 games. And lucky enough, our depth scoring has stepped up to get our head above water, so we're surviving. But I know over 20 games, if that continues to happen, we're going to have troubles. And it's every team. I watched Boston play the other night against Montreal.
Yeah.
Bergeron's line didn't score. They lose 3-0. That's kind of the game now.
Jim, that brings us to an interesting situation. Here in Toronto, all the talk is about William Nylander, unsigned, a restricted free agent, as you know, and the pending contracts for Matthews and Marner.
You can't ask him if he's trying to trade for him. You can't do that.
I'm not. Let me finish.
That's tampering if you do that.
You can volunteer that, Jim.
Yeah, you can just give that up if you like. I would never put him in that position. You just went through it. You got the 8-year, $78 million deal done for Sagan. What would your advice be to Kyle Dubas on how to navigate your way through this situation?
Oh, well, I think, you know, Kyle, I think he knows what he has to do. For me to give him advice, I think these guys, everybody in this league is pretty smart. They know what they have to do. In the end, you need to have your star players. And so, you know, that's the big challenge, getting them signed and having that right balance of players throughout your lineup. And it is hard to do nowadays. It's a challenging thing. We have our top 5 guys at Prio signed up for the next 6 years. So I know kind of now where I'm at financially. Yeah, you know, I know where I'm at financially now, and how do I feel in around those edges now? You know, the biggest struggle is, as your team has success, those bottom guys, if they have success, they're going to want their piece of the pie, and they should, and I don't blame them. Trouble is, there's not enough room. You can't keep them all on board.
So, Jimmy, what did you think you say Jamie hasn't scored in a little while, but you watch him fight the other night or last week against Wood, and I'm thinking, oh, man, this guy will do whatever it takes to win. I mean, I was proud of him. Yet you're sitting there saying, "Please don't break your hand here. Don't get your jaw broke." I mean, guy, you know, he's become a consummate leader.
Do the pros outweigh the cons in that situation?
I would say yes, but you're always that concern. And it gets back to what we were talking about previously. Also, you lose one of your top players is making $9-10 million, and how do you can't replace it? So that it is a big fear, and every team lives it. They're living in Toronto right now. One of the top players has gone down. It's tough when you lose your top players. It's, you know, your depth players have to step up, and it becomes more of a grind.
What about Miro Heiskanen? The early returns this year have been pretty nice, what I've seen of him at least, and a nice compliment with Klingberg. Where is he as far as you're concerned on his maturation, and you know, how do you see him shaping up as far as his ceiling?
Well, we're very fortunate. He's already come in. We've played 11 games now. I was talking to Jim Montgomery, our coach, the other day. It's hard to believe he's only played 11 games in the league, and he's one of our top defensemen. He's come over. I like to keep level-headed. I was a little concerned, you know, you get all this hype about these young guys, and plus he's a defenseman. Not easy to play in this league. So, you know, we were ready to shelter him, maybe sit him out a few games. Right from day one, he's come in. He's playing 20-plus minutes every night. He makes 99% of the times the right play. He finds a way to get a stick on a puck at the right time. When he needs to skate it out, he can skate it out. When you get a chance to meet him, he's one of those guys, how he is off the ice is how he is on the ice. He's got that calm demeanor. Everything's going to be okay, and that's how he is in life. So we're pretty blessed to have him.
Jimmy, I heard from a few guys this summer, and they were really pissed off at you, to be quite honest.
Because easy, Tin Man.
Because they were trying. Well, just a minute.
He doesn't have a heart, remember?
I'm getting stiff. I got to put some oil on here. So they kept saying to me, you know, Jimmy Neal wants our top guy in a trade, but he won't give us this kid on defense. And I'm thinking, you know, obviously Jimmy thinks he's a pretty good player. I think you just summed it up, Jimmy, why he didn't make any big moves.
Yeah, no.
He was asked about a fair amount, wasn't he?
Yes. Last year, he's one of, I think there's only 8 or 9 players in the history of the game have played in the World Juniors, the Olympics, and the Senior Men's World Championships in 1 year. He's one of them.
Wow.
And that kind of shows you how mature he is as a player physically and mentally. And he's going to be a special player for us for a long time.
Jim, we got a lot of teams in our league where you sit there and go, they can be pretty good, or they could even get to a Final Four or by chance win a Stanley Cup, but it can't happen unless you get exceptional goaltending. Two teams that come to mind for me that have that ability, but you kind of wait for it, is Jake Allen in St. Louis and Ben Bishop with you guys. And my question to you is, in this era where you sometimes only see small windows, how patient can you be with some guys and before you sit there and go, we got to move in another direction? I look at Holtby in Washington and how long they waited for Holtby, had all that promise, and then finally he gets it done. But it must be really taxing on general managers to wait for the guy that you think that you have.
Yeah, no, it is. And you summed it up. You have to have goaltending. And actually, we've been very fortunate. Ben, I believe he's played in 9 or 10 games. He's been out of the 10 games he's played, he's been outstanding in 9. He's given us a chance to win every night, and that's all you can ask for. So he's been good. Last night, if you guys saw the game at all, he really was a difference in the game.
He was terrific.
And Ben's, he's an older goalie. He's at his mature level now. Mm-hmm. And his biggest challenge, people always talk about getting injuries and stuff, so he's got to get through that. But he had a good summer. But you're right. You have to have
his time is now, though. Would you agree his time is now?
Yes. It's his time's now. Yes. His time's now. We've got Anton Khudobin. He's a good backup, great guy in the room, and he's a guy that can come in and take a run himself like he did in Boston last year. So we think we're set up pretty well there right now.
Jim, let me leave you with this. You have a 6-game road trip, and your time as a player and now an executive. What's your favorite stop when you're going through the league? Like, you got this 6-game road trip. I'm not sure if you're going to be with the team the whole time, but is there a city or just...
I bet it's Columbus.
The Tin Man there, we got
Jimmy used to love coming into Columbus when I was there because they used to kick our ass all the time. That's why Jimmy loved Columbus when I was there. And of course, he was with Detroit.
Those are the no cap days.
Yeah, him and Kenny Holland. Him and Kenny Holland walking around the press box like they were geniuses.
But you take us golfing too. You take us a nice golf course.
Is there a spot for you, Jim?
I think any time you
place, you get a win.
Canada, yeah. Anytime you come up to Canada, the Toronto's, the Montreal's, the Vancouver's, they're great cities, and it's nice to be. Being down in Dallas now, non-traditional hockey markets. It's nice when you come back up to traditional markets and see the passion that the fans have.
The passion and the costumes, we bring it all here in Canada. Thank you so much.
Great luck, Jimmy.
Yeah, best of luck with the rest of this road trip.
Yeah, thanks, guys. You guys take care.